You're listening to the GM Shuffle, presented by DraftKings and VSiN.
Welcome into the GM Shuffle. We are glad you guys are here. We are 1 week closer to National Football League season. It's now the off-season of off-seasons. The OTA programs are finished up. It's time for us to start previewing and talking about next season. Jeff Schwartz, 8 years National Football League, alongside Marty Herney, 30 years in the front offices. We are presented by DraftKings. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Marty, just a little bit of news and notes to get to before we get to our main topic of today's show, which is going to be tiering the best offensive play caller and quarterback combinations in the National Football League. This will kick off some of our preview of heading into next season. Before we get there, Marty, a couple of things that happened this week in the NFL. No big topics like last week. We spent a lot of time talking about some of the trades and Sorsby. Some contractual things got done here. Patrick Mahomes got a new contract with Kansas City. I was seeing some people talk about it and say that in the old way, they would have measured contracts. He'd be making $100 million a year, but he's not because they talk about it in new ways. He's making a lot of money, Marty. That's all I know.
Yeah, I mean, basically what I think they're talking about is if you go to new money. So when you extend a contract, Jeff, if somebody's got, if your contract extends through the end of this season and we come in and say, Jeff, we want to give you a four-year contract, four more new years, right? So, and we'll give you a signing bonus. Well, that signing bonus is spread over 5 years and the total is spread over 5 years. But you've already had the last year of your contract. So it's really new money, new years. And you'd be amazed at the time, at hours and weeks that negotiators and agents spend over new money, new years. And to me, it was all crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's great for Patrick Mahomes. And I think the next happiest person in the league is Lamar Jackson.
And I would imagine that this makes Andy Reid happy. What I feel like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are somewhat tied at the hip for maybe ever. I mean, Mahomes will probably play after Andy Reid is done coaching, but it does feel like Andy Reid will coach as long as he can stand, as long as Mahomes is healthy, right? I mean, it feels like this pairing is never really going to be any different. Maybe eventually he retires and Mahomes goes somewhere else, but I imagine Andy Reid will be there for the length of this contract, at least most of it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tandem, and again, it's probably not got to be the top in the league right now. I mean, it's and when you really when you're looking in the draft and you're looking for a quarterback, you say 2011, Ron Rivera came in first year, first overall pick, Cam Newton. When you can marry those guys up early, Jeff, and let them grow together, and really, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have done that. Mahomes has grown more under Reid's tutelage, but when you can get the combination together early, whether it's you know, a head coach is the play caller, or in Cam Newton's case, it was Mike Shula, but he did have a very good relationship with John Fox. Those things are all very important. The earlier you can do that in your rebuilding stage, I think the better it is.
So the Chiefs have got this deal done, and now they don't have to worry about anything in the future with Mahomes, which we knew about, right? He's going to be healthy. He's going to play week one. He's going to be ready to go here. Marty, before we get into the discussion about the play callers and quarterbacks, I do want to correct something. I said at the top that we are all into the offseason. We're not yet. There are teams that still have mandatory minicamp this week. It feels much later in June than it actually is, and there are teams that are canceling it. There are teams that are running it. Mandatory minicamp, we'll see all the veterans in. It's mostly a two-day process. You essentially mock a day in the building, right? You're there for the most hours you will be in the offseason. It's a meetings. It's a weightlifting session, a practice that you have post-practice meetings that you do not have the rest of OTAs. It does feel like the minicamps are going away, though, right? We see a lot of coaches decide, hey, we'll see you later. In my 9 years, Marty, never had a coach dismiss one day of a mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, I mean, it changes. I do think now the more we go, you know, injuries and staying healthy is as important as anything. And most coaches now use this mini camps more as a mental part. But yeah, you probably had your car packed the morning of getaway day, didn't you?
I'll tell you a great story. You'll like this one. So Jeff Davidson was my offensive line coach with the Vikings, but also the offensive coordinator for the Panthers when I was with the Panthers and with you. And he was, so in Minnesota, our practice field was right next to the parking lot. And you can walk from the practice field to the parking lot and leave. And Jeff told us that after minicamp is over, I'm going to Montana. There's no cell phones. I'll talk to you guys when we get back for training camp. And he legitimately had his keys in his pocket, Marty. The minicamp ended. He got in his truck, and we didn't see him again until the start of training camp. He just disappeared to Montana. He like gave us a number we could call if there was an emergency to like get him on the line. I would imagine now in 2026, there's better cell service in the parts of Montana he was at. Maybe not. But in 2012, this was it. Like, so Jeff just left. He just pieced up and left. And it does feel like, at least for the coaches, this is their actual break, right? This is the break they get in the summer. Players are training, right? So I was talking with a buddy about this the other day, actually, how more and more players seem to be taking trips in the summer. That's one thing I never considered that, Mark. It's just like peak training time. Maybe you take a weekend trip to the beach, but that was reserved for like March, typically, February, March. Players take a lot more trips now in the summer, but This is go time, man. Your body's got to be ready to go in a couple of weeks for training camp.
Yeah, I mean it's for players, coaches, and general managers. And general managers never have a day off, so they work all year round. But as far as breaks go, you really do. I mean, coaches take a break in March too, right? February, March, whenever after they get done the grading of the season, they'll take a couple of weeks, but this really is the time you got to get away. So I think even head coaches encourage players get away. Now you're talking about leaving town compared to staying in town and working out and staying in shape. And I think that's what most guys do. But if you don't get it now, you're not going to get it for a long time.
Yeah, I remember a lot of coaches telling us that like post like season, like, hey, take a month off, take 6 weeks off. Now, obviously, and look, and to be fair, it's a little bit different now because of the less practice time. So you just have to come into camp in much better shape, Marty. There's no time to get ready. Like, you don't have double days. You can't spend a week just getting into shape and double days and struggling on the struggle bus. So you get, you know, your first pad of practice is not until a week into training camp, and you get like 10 of them. So you better be ready to go almost immediately. And then, you know, obviously if you are a team playing in the Hall of Fame game, you go to a camp about 10 days earlier. So players are right now either in mandatory mini camp or at home right now. What is a front office, quickly, Marty, what did you guys do in the summer months? Like, after a mandatory mini camp was over, did you get a break?
Yeah. I mean, the college scouts, you give up after the draft, you'll bring them in for either a mini camp or one of the OTAs, but they are basically, they're at home, they're starting on next year's tape, they're starting on getting their schedules together for the fall. You know, as a general manager, you're kind of always connected. I'd get away for a couple weeks, but Jeff, I would always go in. I'd go in the morning sometimes, you know, most of the other times, just to be there in case something happened. But this is it. This is your break. But you just, every day you wake up, you know that something can happen. Like, the NFL isn't, it can change at any second, any minute, any day, and you just have to be prepared to address it.
I'd imagine that the phone call after the sun goes down was your least favorite to get. I imagine the phone, you're just praying you don't get a phone call after the sun goes down.
Yeah, after the sun goes down and after Cinderella turns into a pumpkin or whatever that is, because there are a lot of after midnight calls too. So, it's part of the business. But I think things have changed, Jeff. Guys come in, you know, when you're coming in the OTAs, and guys are just getting themselves in so much better shape now coming into this break. And then really it's just maintaining to get into training camp and maintain your weight. You're always going to have one or two guys with weight issues and conditioning issues. But for the most part, don't you think that it's really improved a lot because of guys coming in for the OTAs and staying in the way things work?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think one, the training you get outside the building now is 1,000 times better than it's ever been, right? I mean, look, when I came in the NFL 2008, they handed you, you know, Jerry Simmons, our strength coach, handed you a packet. Yeah. And here, and you would go to the gym and run at the local park, right? Now I go to my specialized offensive line training center. They don't even hand us a packet anymore because they know I'm working with my guy. I mean, you're just in much better shape heading into training camp. Because again, you get less opportunities to get on the field and you have to be in better shape now. Because you don't get time to get into shape. You know, you used to show up in the middle of March for OTAs. You weren't supposed to be in shape. You got in shape during the process. You show up out of shape now, the front office is like, what are you doing? What have you been doing for 6 weeks? And it's funny because like the weigh-ins, Marty, they don't really care as much anymore about those things. Like the weight's not important anymore. They want you to be a certain body fat and look how you move. But it's all about, can you come in day one and be productive immediately? Because you don't have opportunities anymore to get in shape, to get those reps. There's limited opportunity to be on the field. So that's why it's important, I think, for guys to really be in shape when they show up for training camp.
Yeah, and the flip side is that the most of the off-season stuff for the OTAs and main camp, most important stuff to me was always the mental stuff, the meetings, right? I mean, it was great come in and work out, but to me, the off-seasons, the mini camps, the OTAs, that was all for instilling anything new you had, but really just the mental part of it so you can come into training camp and hit the ground running.
That is what you want to do because you want to see it fast as a player, especially if you're on the roster bubble, right? The evaluations start immediately. First practice, first opportunity to feel everything you do is watched by the front offices and every rep is super important. And so especially for young players, man, you got to come in hot. If you don't come in hot, your chance to make the team just goes down and down. Coming up next, we're going to start a discussion about quarterback and play caller tiers. But first, Marty, the Rams' number keeps moving from the Super Bowl. They got Myles Garrett. There's whispers of Aaron Donald being back. They're now 5.5-1, a big favorite over the Buffalo Bills, 10-1 to be Super Bowl champions right now.
Yeah, and it all makes sense. And the only thing that makes betting this game so hard, Jeff, is, you know, the injuries, the possibility of some key player getting hurt.
All right, let's do our discussion next. Best offensive play call and quarterback combinations next. Jim Sarver, presented by Draft Kings Network.
At Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Cater country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause Birdie told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. Always trust in Limu. With Liberty, 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 Liberty.